Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Scary concept. I saw something cross my desk the other day about the Attorney General of Michigan dissolving some fake charities, or causing them to get dissolved, fake charities. And I remembered hearing the story, and somebody sent me a note, and I apologize. I couldn't find who sent it to me. But someone sent me a note and said, Steve, did you see a story out of ABC 12, a TV station out of Flint, Michigan? And I know some people who worked there. And about these fake charities being dissolved by a court after being asked by the Attorney General to look into this. So I typed in the phrase, Attorney General, fake charities. And up pops a bunch of stories that were not this one. It happens that often. And it reminds me of a situation when I was younger, but I'll tell you about that in a second. So the headline is, Attorney General, 10 fake charities operating in Michigan have been dissolved. An Ingham County judge ruled that three people engaged in fraud with the organizations. And that's one of the reasons they dissolved the charities. 10 charities operating in Michigan under the names of recognizable national organizations have been dissolved. So what these people are alleged to have done is created names that sound official and then sought donations. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said the 10 nonprofits were not affiliated with the well-established national organizations that they were named after. And they also appeared to serve no charitable purpose. They used names like the American Cancer Society, American Red Cross, and United Way, but they used slight variations. An Ingham County judge ruled last week that the three people involved with the 10 organizations engaged in fraud, and all 10 nonprofits were then dissolved legally. The three suspects were banned from getting involved with the management of any other charities in Michigan. So Nessel said, I'm pleased by this outcome, which goes to ensuring Michigan. She said, I'm pleased by this outcome, which goes to ensuring Michiganders looking to support important causes don't have to worry about fraudulent entities that take advantage of generous individuals. I've mentioned before, I like Michiganian better, not Michigander, but another story. We remain committed to protecting charitable interests in this great state, and I encourage people to research charities through our website to determine legitimacy before donating. She announced legal proceedings against the 10 allegedly fake charities in September and announced that one of the men involved here incorporated charities under the following names in 2018. The American Cancer Foundation of Detroit. Now, you'd think, oh, that sounds official. I've heard of the American Cancer Foundation. Well, no, it's the American Cancer Foundation of Detroit. The American Cancer Society of Detroit and Michigan. The American Red Cross of Detroit. The United Way of Detroit and Michigan. And I think some of these are actually multiples, like United Way of Detroit and United Way of Michigan. And there is a United Way, but the United Way of Detroit was not affiliated with them in any way, shape, or form from what they could tell. So there were two people who were named as officers and directors of some of these entities. They and the other person all have legal addresses in New York, and none of them registered with the Attorney General's Office of Charitable Trust Division as required. And I knew this, that the state of Michigan has an attorney general's office that oversees a whole bunch of things, including consumer affairs, and they've got a division that oversees charitable trusts and charities. And so if you're running some kind of nonprofit organization and you come into Michigan to solicit funds, you've got to register with the state of Michigan. And then they'll take a look at it and see if it makes sense that you're doing this. And they found that there's a bunch of companies, people doing this. And the 10 charities all have the same listed address in the Grand Rapids suburb of Grandville, Michigan, according to court documents. But the allegation is 10 nonprofits. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, so American Cancer Foundation of Detroit, American Cancer Foundation of Grand Rapids, American Cancer Foundation of Lansing, and so on. And they're not related to the American Cancer Foundation that you've heard of, or the American Red Cross of Detroit, American Red Cross of Michigan. And so if you get this solicitation phone call, or I don't know how they're doing the solicitations, but you get contacted, they go, would you like to donate to the American Red Cross of Detroit? Go, well, I've heard of the American Red Cross. I bet they're doing good work. Well, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. Because this is the American Red Cross of Detroit. And it was simply founded a couple of years ago by somebody who was just raising money, but not giving it to the American Red Cross. And so this is one of those stories that I had not thought about in years, but I grew up in a little town called Birmingham, Michigan, a suburb north of Detroit, in a fairly decent neighborhood. And at the end of my street was a house that strangely was vacant and or being rented because people came and went. And I mean, I hate to sound like Norman Rockwell here, but the street I lived on, I knew the names of every single person. Well, I delivered the paper for one thing, but I knew the names of every single person who lived in that street, except for like two houses. They either didn't get the paper, I never saw the people, no one ever talked about them. But the one house at the end of the street was like a revolving door. And I think it was a rental and people would come and go. And I remember one day, one of my best friends growing up lived next door to that house. And we'd be playing out there. And I'm talking about everything from he had a trampoline, to playing frisbee, to playing catch, you know, whatever it might be. And one day, one of the new residents of the house was a young woman. And she saw us out there. And this is when we were about 15 or 16 years old. I think we were old enough to drive. I may have even been working at the gas station right around the corner. And this woman comes walking out and she says, "Hey, do any of you kids need jobs?" And one of the kids I was with goes, "Depends. Why? What do you got? And she goes, "I run a charity and we do phone solicitation to raise money. And if you want to work for us, we'll pay you on a commission basis." Now, the idea of cold calling strangers, I won't even do it today. I don't care how much you're paying me. The idea of cold calling strangers today, I wouldn't do it. Back then, I'm like, no, I don't want to call strangers. And she goes, "Let me show you." And so she brought us into the house, and where the living room should be was a bunch of desks with telephones. And it was the first time in my life I've actually seen one of those money counting machines that you see on TV where you take a stack of bills and it counts the money. She had one of those. And there were two or three people on phones making phone calls, which this is a residential neighborhood. This is not like a corporate office or something. And she goes, "Yeah, we're raising money." And she named some charity that sounded like one of those, you know, Police Beneficial Society of Greater Oakland County. I don't know. She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "We raise money for them. And if you, and there's stacks of phone books back in the day." She goes, "You just open up the phone book and start making phone calls." And she goes, and I forgot what the commission was, but it sounded decent, you know. But she goes, "Some of these guys here," and there's a couple of people working, "these guys here make, you know, hundreds of dollars a day doing this." And what they would do is they'd call people at random. "Do you want to donate money?" "You do? Okay." And then they would send them an envelope and the cash would come back. And that's how they needed a cash counting machine. This is long before people give a credit card over the phone or anything. And I remember at the time thinking to myself, every single thing is wrong with this picture. Every single thing. So I'm like, "No, thanks. I'm fine." One of my friends did it for about a day and a half. And he said he got tired of being hung up on. But he said there were people there making money. And I go, "But you understand it's a total scam, right?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know if it's a scam or not." I go, "You don't know it's a scam. Of course it's a scam." And a couple months later, the woman moved out and she's gone. So I have no idea what happened to her. I have no idea. I don't think my friend made any money doing it. No idea what happened to the people who worked for her. And I forgot the name of the organization. But I remember when I heard it as a 17-year-old kid going, "That sounds so stupid that I don't even believe it. I'm only 17 years old. And you're cold calling people and getting them to send you money." But apparently they had a decent looking thing they sent to you saying, "Thank you so much for donating. And here's an envelope and you can send your check or money order or cash, whatever it might be, to this address." I don't know what's coming to that address itself or a P.O. box, probably a P.O. box, but who knows? But it was a scam. And these things happen all the time. And it's sad because there are legitimate organizations, you know, the American Cancer Society, American Red Cross, United Way. They're legitimate organizations. And if you want to donate to them, go right ahead. And they do good work from what I can tell. But somebody who names himself with a sound-alike name and doesn't do anything with the money, that's a problem. And so it's good that the Attorney General stepped in, because I suspect that if the American Cancer Foundation had to spend their own money chasing these people down, it'd be a waste of good money. And you hate to see that happen. So there you go. Crazy story. Attorney General, 10 fake charities operating in Michigan dissolved, from the WJRT news staff, which is ABC 12 out of Flint. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nothing ever comes to one that is worth having except as a result of hard work.